Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2132, Circle of Invisible Mentors, by Joel of 5amjoel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays, for over 2100 episodes. And for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Circle of Invisible Mentors, by Joel of 5amjoel.com. Have you ever met Richard Branson, the founder and CEO of Virgin? I've met him. Well, I feel like I have. Richard is one of my imaginary mentors, and we meet up every few weeks, in my mind. Now, before you stop listening and conclude that I'm nuts, please give me a few more sentences to explain myself. Actually, you can stop listening now if you want. Full disclosure, I am definitely nuts. If that's okay with you, listen on. My cabinet of invisible counselors. I got this idea many years ago from the book Think and Grow Rich. The author is Napoleon Hill, and he explains how mentors can be anyone in the world, living or dead. He referred to this as a cabinet of invisible counselors. Here's a quick excerpt from the book. Quote, "Long before I'd ever written a line for publication or endeavored to deliver a speech in public, I followed the habit of reshaping my own character by trying to imitate the nine men whose lives and life works had been most impressive to me. These nine men were Emerson, Paine, Edison, Darwin, Lincoln, Burbank, Napoleon, Ford, and Carnegie. Every night over a long period of years, I held an imaginary council meeting with this group whom I called my invisible counselors," end quote. Sounds cool, right? Do you want to reshape and grow your character? Want to follow the footsteps of the people that impress you the most in life? I certainly do. What I look for in a mentor. Everyone has different reasons to seek mentorship. I can't speak for others out there, but here's what I need help with sometimes in life. Need support making big decisions. Someone to bounce wacky ideas off of. Give me inspiration when I need it. Give me a kick in the ass when I need it. A real estate guru. A wealth guru. Someone with an ideal marriage that I can learn from. I want mentors to hold me accountable. And they must push me to be a better person constantly. It's tough to find one person who can check every single box on my list, so I seek out multiple people to advise me. Some mentors I know in real life, and some are people I've never met before. These strangers will never know it, but they have helped me solve major problems and become the person that I am today. My advisors include Jocko Willink is a retired Navy SEAL officer. To be honest, he scares the shit out of me. Just look at his photo, he's a beast. Failure is never an option for this guy, and he accepts no excuses. I consult with Jocko every now and then when I'm hitting multiple walls and feel like giving up on something. He kicks my ass back into shape pronto. He motivates me to keep pushing no matter how hard it gets and helps me hold myself accountable for every situation. Elon Musk runs multiple publicly traded companies as well as trying to figure out how to send humans up to live on Mars. He doesn't have much spare time, so when I meet with him, I have to speak quickly, clearly, and stay to the point. I meet with Elon at times when I've bitten off more than I can chew. He reminds me to compartmentalize my tasks, then we go through each one in order of priority. I come out of those meetings with a focused to-do list. My favorite imaginary mentor. The weirdest imaginary mentor that I have is my future self at 65 years old. The 65-year-old Joel is a multimillionaire, knowledgeable, and fun guy. He knows exactly what I'm going through currently and everything I will encounter in the future. He is the same person as me, except with 30 years more experience. 65-year-old Joel helps me get through rough patches because he's already been through them himself and he survived them just fine. No matter what I'm going through, 65-year-old Joel tells me everything is going to work out just fine. How invisible meetings work. Have you ever approached someone for help, but after explaining the problem out loud, you suddenly realize you already know the solution? The answer was right there in front of you. You just needed to talk it out or rephrase the issue. This is kind of how an invisible council meeting works. For me, there is no set agenda or schedule. I just close my eyes, envision I'm sitting across from my selected mentor, and jump straight into problem solving. I know it sounds crazy, but it works. How to build your own cabinet. Start by creating a list of people you look up to in life. They can be real or not, dead or alive, famous or unknown. Write these names down. Next, think about why you like them. What advice, knowledge, strategies, personality traits, habits, attitude, etc. do you admire? Be as specific as possible with this step. Finally, research and read about these people as much as possible. The more you know about them, the better and clearer your mental image will be. You don't have to become a stalker, just a mild obsession will do. That's it. Going forward, whenever you come across a new problem in your life, set up a virtual meeting with one or some of your mentors. Think about how they would coach you to solve your issue. You just listened to the post titled Circle of Invisible Mentors by Joel of 5amjoel.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Joel for this one. He took over J Money's site, budgetsaresexy.com, so he's producing a lot of good work. This post might sound strange to you, but maybe not. One of the most popular articles on our site was written by Greg Audino, host of Optimal Relationships Daily. He had hosted a Q&A show called Optimal Living Advice. Still exists if you want to check it out, but now he does the Q&A episodes on Optimal Relationships Daily. But anyway, one of the questions that came in quite a while ago was about adults having imaginary friends. Now, I try not to be quick to judge about things like this or things in general. I like to research or see different sides before jumping to conclusions about something being quote unquote weird. Well, that episode, which we turned into a blog post on our site, oldpodcast.com, ended up being one of the most trafficked articles because a lot of people are apparently searching for this on Google a lot more than we expected. So I think this article is onto something. It sounds like many people like to use a sort of imaginary person or friend or mentor in this case to talk about things with. And the more I think about it, the more it sounds like journaling to me, except instead of writing to yourself, you're writing to someone else. And I guess yourself at the same time, since it's an imaginary person and it's in your head. But anyway, I wouldn't dismiss it. I'm sure there's a lot of value there. So think about who your mentors might be. Thank you for joining me today, and be sure to come back for another post tomorrow as we continue along the journey where your optimal life awaits.